Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
You talk about any quarterback, if you let them sit back there and set their feet and comfortable, they'll make you pay. And Jared Goff is one of the best at that. He's one of the most accurate quarterbacks when he has a clear picture. He can set his feet and throw the football. So we definitely have to generate pressure on him, whether that's with four-man rush or whether that's sending extra guys at him.
Yeah, it's a great challenge for us as a defense. We know who we are. And it's going to be about coming out, stopping the run, first and foremost. Got a lot of respect for the running backs, played with Demo in Chicago. Yeah, I got a lot of respect for Teddy, man. The guy, he played 5 years in college. So he's been around ball for a while, been playing linebacker his entire life. So, like, he got a lot of experience, very smart player, man. Don't make a lot of the same mistakes and very advanced for a rookie.
Right, I really can't share any details on the injury itself, but it's something that they're looking at. You know, he came up with some symptoms after the game. Nothing specific in the game where we saw it actually happen, but they're dealing with the symptoms and they're testing right now, so he will be ruled out for this game, and they're going to try to get to the bottom of it.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, a couple of days ago, that was just Matabike, ruled out. Injury report says neck.
Yeah.
John obviously didn't want to elaborate on severity of the injury or, quite frankly, what it really is, because, as he said, didn't notice anything against the Browns last Sunday. But bottom line, arguably your best defensive player for the first two games of the season is not going to be part of the equation tonight against Detroit. And you knew you were going to be out without Kyle Van Noy.
Mm-hmm.
So the Ravens going up against the Lions offense that put up 52 against Chicago in their home opener last Sunday. Now you're minus two, your two best pass rushers, quite frankly, going up into this matchup here tonight at 8:15.
Yeah, Bob, when I saw it on Saturday, it came out Saturday afternoon, I think it was, I go, oh crap. You know, because just like you said, Matabike against their guards was a big advantage, Matabike, you know, and I thought, you know, I talked about getting inside pressure all week long, and Matabike can get inside pressure because that was a mismatch for him. And Van Noy against Cleveland, they couldn't block him. So I did Detroit radio this morning. I said the team that can rush the passer is the team that's going to have the advantage in this game because Detroit can't rush the passer either, although they got one stud. But the Ravens, somebody...
And Davenport's out for them too.
Yeah. So somebody's got to step up for the Ravens, Bob. It's either like... Always got to be make a presence. Somebody's got to make their presence felt tonight because they're not going to be able to get there with four. There is no way unless somebody steps up tonight. Is it Oway? Is it Tavius Robinson? I'm guessing Ajabo is going to be up. Mike Green, you know, it's time for him to come. Travis Jones, because who are they going to put in there for Matabike? I guess, are they going to bring up Urban off the practice squad or something? I'm guessing, probably
possibly,
something like that.
Yeah.
So, and he's not really a pass rusher because you got to, like Harbs was saying, you got to disrupt his rhythm because they're a rhythm passing game. And the easiest way to disrupt the rhythm is up the middle. That's why I anticipate a lot of blitzing, Bob. I think they'll be bringing five. They'll be bringing somebody a lot of the time. And hopefully they stunt and twist. You know, I want to see a lot of twisting and stuff because they're not very athletic in the offensive line and make them move laterally. And I think the Ravens can gain some ground there.
Yeah, and we can look at all these trends, Lamar on Monday nights, Lamar against NFC teams, John Harbaugh in prime time. 2 years ago, the Ravens blew them off the field at M&T Bank Stadium, but none of that's going to matter at 8:15. When they kick the ball off on a Monday Night Football, it's a darkness falls night, so they're all wearing black uniforms. The Ravens are, so if you want to dress like your favorite player, go into the game. Come on down there and make things happen. But Green Bay stymied Detroit in Week One, and Green Bay, even though they lost yesterday, which was one of the stunning results from Week Three Sunday, which we'll get to. They still play really good defense. They just couldn't get anything done against Cleveland's defense, which might be the best in the NFL, quite frankly. But, man, they lit up the Bears last week. It was a get-right game, and and you heard Roquan Smith talk about David Montgomery, teammates with him in Chicago. Gibbs is a stud. Amon-Ra St. Brown is one of the best receivers in the NFL. And you mentioned Goff being, you know, rhythm passer.
81% he's completing.
There you go. I mean, he gets time to throw. Odds are he's completing said pass. And, you know, Ravens have a tall order. We'll do our picks later in the program. But minus Madubuike, which was unexpected. Van Noy kind of expected. I see a shootout tonight at M&T Bank Stadium here.
Unless one team turns the ball over, Bob. Right. I agree with you. I think it's going to be what the over under is, what, 50 something?
53.5.
I think it can be, because if he's in rhythm throwing golf, if he's in rhythm throwing, they're going to complete some balls. They're going to complete a bunch of balls probably. And that's why, you know, when I did Keys Friday, I said the secondary's got to have the best game of the season thus far. They're going to need to, probably.
Hey, we're going to revisit those keys. We got some stats. We're going to get into everything you need to know. Injury report for the Ravens and the Lions coming up tonight, 8:15. It's Monday Night Football, national TV. Two Super Bowl hopefuls. These aren't two playoff hopefuls. Well, duh, you got to get to the playoffs to win the Super Bowl. But two teams, their goal is to get to the championship. 2 years ago, they were both in their respective championship games. In the conference, Detroit lost to San Francisco, blowing a lead, and the Ravens really couldn't get anything going against Kansas City. Last year, Vinny, both fell short of even the championship game with disappointing losses in the divisional round. So two teams with very, very similar goals here.
Yeah, no question about it, Bob. I mean, it's Super Bowl or bust for both. I mean, they're both up around the rim. You know, that's the
no
thing.
Doubt.
So, you know, it's going to – I think this game, the big thing is that I think 2 years ago, Bob, I think when Detroit came in, they didn't realize how physical the game was going to be. Now I think they probably understand, but they're going to have to match the Ravens' physicality in this game. And if they can, then it's going to be a hell of a game. If they can't, then it'll be another blowout.
410-583-1057 is the number. It's game day Monday. I'm used to saying victory Monday. Maybe that'll be tomorrow when we reconvene at 10 o'clock, but it's game day. We got a lot to get into. Your predictions, your concerns for the game. Now's your chance to get in. 410-583-1057. We're going to hear from Nolan McGraw as the show progresses. We're going to talk about Maryland's big win at Wisconsin on Saturday. Orioles, they lose 3 out of 4 to the Yankees over the weekend. But here are the takeaways. I'm going to go glass half full, Nolan. Rodgers was great Friday night. Bradish was great yesterday, and Bosaio went flag court. And Stowers got some big hits. Why is that great? Because that's next year. Next year. And that's what we're looking forward to. Birds gave up 10 runs in the 10th inning and all that good stuff. But they lose the series. But the guys that we're counting on for next year's Toronto-like revival – by the way, the Blue Jays clinched a playoff spot yesterday. They did well for the most part over the weekend. So that's what we're looking for in that regard. But it's game day Monday. Ravens, Lions, Ravens 4.5-point favorites, minus two key defensive players. Your concerns, hey, your confidence level. Let's hear it together here on the Fan. Communication, pre-snap issues that they may have had against Cleveland, as the Browns did a very good job of stopping the Ravens running game. 45 yards total. Lamar did throw 4 touchdown passes, and they put up 41 points. But Todd Monken pushed back just a little bit, mainly said it's an us thing, not a them thing in there.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is technique and fundamental. But, I mean, Bob, when you look at it, Cleveland has played – Cincinnati's offense at home, which Cincinnati's offense everybody said was gonna be great. Played the Ravens offense, best run game over the last few years, got 45 yards. And the Packers, they're going to go undefeated.
Nada.
And their offense did nothing. So you got to give a little credit to that defense, too, of the Cleveland Browns, because they're damn good. They are damn good. And they play fast and they play physical. It's just too bad that they don't have an offense. If they had an offense, they'd be probably 2-1 at worst.
But, and if the kid who won the game yesterday would have made a couple of kicks against Cincinnati, they'd be...
Schmidt. Schmidt.
Even though it's smelled like Mr. Plistic Plex, the guy from Superman. But watching the Ravens game film through 2 weeks, have you noticed there are communication issues, at least in regards to cadence and, you know, not being on the same page? Because you know how sick we are of hearing communication problems with the Ravens?
I see it more being technique and fundamentals, and talked about it last week because, like, with Rosengarten, or like if he's supposed to, the lineman, he knows the lineman's coming up the field who's over Filele, and Filele's pulling. You got to come down flat, and you got to come hard, and you got to come fast. If not, the guy's up the field. And I think it's hard to practice during the week against a scout team the speed and stuff that Cleveland's D-line is going to be coming with. You know, like in practice, you know, you step down and you get there or whatever. But no, you got Mason Graham coming up there and he's flying through that hole. You know, he's the fifth pick of the draft. And then all of a sudden, crap, you know, I didn't step down fast enough or quick enough. And I think that was a lot of them had trouble. A lot of the everybody on that O-line had trouble with the speed and tenacity of the Cleveland defense in the run game.
Now, does Detroit bring that level of tenacity?
No, not at all. No, they're much slower. Their D tackles are much slower. Bob Hutchinson's good. And what's his, Davenport's out.
He's out.
You know, so they're going to be playing with a backup there. So, no, they don't. That D line is nowhere near what the Cleveland Browns is. So, it's a line that doesn't get a lot of pressure on the quarterback, Bob. They do not get pressure. I mean, Chicago, both games that they played, quarterback had a ton of time to throw. And I think they're going to have a lot of time to throw, and you know, unless they're going to be blitzing Campbell and Anzalone, you know, the two inside linebackers. But Campbell, he was on the injury report the whole week. So I think they're both teams, that's why I keep saying, Bob, whoever gets pressure on a quarterback may be the one that has the advantage.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw's on the other side of the glass. We're going to hear from him as the show rolls on. Got Maryland, Wisconsin stuff to get into later on this hour. Vinny's keys, revisit them. And then at 11 o'clock, Howard Balzer will talk about the first 2 weeks. Longtime NFL writer Lindy's, he'll be joining us to preview tonight's game as well. But let's get out to the phones. No Matt Abike, no Van Noy. I don't want to say no problem because it's probably very much a problem. Let's go get Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What up,
Good
Ray?
Good morning to you.
Yep.
Hey, I will say this real quick because I know it's game day. I got a lot of calls to get you. But on Friday, Bob, what I said, Maryland, he's giving me a 2001 feel. You shot me down.
No, I didn't.
And I know it's so early, but – if you remember during that year, one of the big wins, and it was on Thursday Night Football, is when they beat Georgia Tech. So maybe the Huskies, maybe their Georgia Tech moment. If anybody remember that time, they remember just how huge it was that Maryland beat Georgia Tech on that night. Because it showed and validated the fact that they were for real on their way to a win.
Well, and let me say this for the 5,000th time. I was a season ticket holder that year. I was at every home game in 2001, and I was at De La Rosa's on that Thursday night when Nick Novak, who was sketchy at best going into that game, kicked two huge field goals to win it. Ray, I lived that season. Now, I don't know if they'll be that good because they were, what, 11-1, and they had a bunch of future NFL players on that team led by Sean Hill, the quarterback who played in the league for over a decade. But they're off to a good start here for sure.
But what I will say is this, right? And Vinny can definitely chime into this. But Baltimore, D.C., Northern Virginia is a fertile ground, along with other parts of Maryland, are fertile ground when it comes to recruitment talent. It's going to be have heavy implications with James Franklin because, you know, he dominates recruiting in his area along with Ohio State. So it's going to be huge. I think, you know, and Lox is already starting to turn it around when it comes to recruiting. So we'll see. But as far as the game tonight, I expect for the Ravens to dog walk the Lions. I don't take the Lions seriously. I really think that the key game is coming up on Sunday afternoon. But other than that, man, I think the Ravens are going to put on the show. But, Vinny, what are your thoughts on Locke doing well as far as trying to improve their recruitment? Because the Maryland's want to cut some something special. Talk to you fellas later.
I think this. You know what's going to make him a great recruiter? Malik. Because you know why? In the portal, you know, receivers are going to want to come. Offensive players are going to want to come and play with that kid because, you know, I mean, when you watch him play over the three games and then you watch these guys who they say are like the top picks of the draft, Malik's been a lot better than all of those guys has. I think the kid's going to be special, and I think that recruiting, kids are going to want to come because they're going to want to be around him.
And if you can keep Zion Ely in the fold, the number two rated recruit, ESPN out St. Francis. You know,
Bob, he's a D tackle.
He was playing offense the other night. No, he's an edge rusher.
So if they put him on one side and Stewart.
Stewart's the kid.
29. Yeah.
Another
29.
Baltimore kid.
I love 29. I mean, if you put those two guys on both sides, I mean, you've got as good as there is in college football rushing a pass.
And you have another freshman wreaking havoc, Zaire Mathis, as well there. So there you go. Ray, there's Vinny answering your question. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, what's up?
What's good, Vinny and Bob?
What's up, dude?
Not a whole lot, my man. Monday, waited all week, like I told the fellas earlier, for our term. But, you know, Bob, I don't hear as much anymore the old next man up mentality as much, right? Like back in the day, that was really seemed like our staple. And, you know, for me, I just want to see us go out there, play contender-like football, beat the snot out of these dudes, even though they are a good team, but we should beat them. And, yeah, push the excuses aside, and let's start to pursue the championship a little bit. Let's get it. I think we belt the ass on, Bob.
All right, Kevin. So we got two people thinking the Ravens are going to spank Detroit tonight, Ray and Kevin. Line hasn't changed. Last time I checked this morning, even with the updated injuries, it's still 4.5 in favor of Baltimore.
Okay. It all depends. If Detroit can get in rhythm, and then how's Detroit going to stop Lamar? I mean, last time, 2 years ago, Lamar, all right, they came in, Detroit says, we're going to stop the run. And the Ravens didn't even have Derrick Henry at the time. They had Gus Bus. And they put 8 in the box. Lamar threw for 400 yards almost in that game. So he can do either or. So, you know, if you want to put 8 in a box, Lamar will beat you throwing it. If not, you know, Lamar may run some, but then the big boy, you know, let the big train get going tonight. That's what I'm hoping.
All right, here, Bill Vinovich is tonight's referee.
What's his stats?
Hey, I know, because I was telling you off the air.
Yeah.
I mean, me and my wife were driving back from taking my mom out to lunch, listening to the serious Bengals-Vikings game. And we caught the first drive. Minnesota scored a former Raven, Josh Allerick, caught a touchdown pass from Will Wentz.
Yep.
But, Ron Torbert's crew, second in the NFL. And penalties called so far through the first couple of weeks of the season. First three plays of the game, penalties on Cincinnati's defense. And the guy, Paul Allen, yep, well, you knew it's going to be a lot of flags. I mean, Cincinnati had two on one play. So I don't know, Vinovich. We'll do some intel during the break. We have time for another call, Nolan? No, Nez, says Nolan, but if you're on the phones, we'll get you when we come back. 410-583-1057 is the number. Maryland blows out Wisconsin on, it was Saturday, more special teams and big plays getting it done. The defense was stout with six sacks. And Maryland, outside of Malik Washington, they have a lot of young players, freshmen in particular, doing some damage here in 2025. They have a bye this week for Washington comes to town. So let them enjoy things a little bit before they get the next test. It's Washington and then Indiana.
Woo!
Could Maryland be 6-0? Oh, no, Indiana. Not Indiana, Nebraska, rather. Yeah. Minnie Mahomes, We had the Hail Mary. Anyway, you get the point. Could this be a Maryland team that follows up a 3-0 start, then win the 4-0 start? Because they were 3-0 for the last 5 years. Can they really start to build on this momentum? And Ray, with all due respect, 2001? I don't know, dude. Saturday, Maryland blows out Wisconsin. Remember, Maryland 9.5-point underdogs going into that game. Steve Suter, Lamont Jordan on the call as well. Shalit Knotts. Here's a guy we were talking about last week with Jeff Ehrman. Highly regarded recruit coming out of high school. Really hadn't gotten it together yet or had signature moments or whatever. But boy, he's got 5 touchdowns in 4 games. Deep threat. You heard the bomb that pretty much sealed the deal for Maryland as Wisconsin had the student section leaving. We always talk about Maryland, you don't want to see the M. I guess you saw the W, whatever it is, in Madison. Malik Washington, through 4 games, has been efficient, effective, 2 more touchdowns, doesn't turn the ball over, had a ton of drops.
Six Saturday.
Defense, 6 sacks. And we talk about the young guys, and Malik gets the headlines, and rightfully so. He's one of the highest graded quarterbacks in college football. From Glen Burnie via Archbishop Spalding, committed to Maryland, signed with Maryland. Mike Loxie rode that vision through an undefeated start, and we're all going to celebrate it, rightfully so. But Stewart, another freshman, another local kid, sacking every game. Stuff. Jair Mathis, freshman, dominating every game. And how about O'Hare, the freshman kicker? Hits a 49-yarder and a 26-yarder. So the 4-0 start's impressive. The schedule's easier than it's been for the Terps here moving forward. They have a bye this week. Washington comes to town, who just puffy pants Washington State. Then Nebraska just lost at home in a very entertaining game. Mm-hmm. Actually, one of the better games of the weekend against Michigan. We'll see. One game at a time. But so far, so good. And Malik Washington has looked every bit the part of one of the top quarterback recruits in the country. And his loyalty to Maryland is paying off for Loxley. And as Ray brought up, and by the way, it works for basketball too. It goes back to Lefty and Jerry Claiborne and Williams and Loxley and Ralph. Just recruit the area. There's a lot of talent in both sides. But yeah, Zion Aiyele. He's been committed. He's told people to stop bothering him. He's firmly committed to Maryland. And if he comes in and adds to what they already have youth-wise on the line, hey, bring it on here.
Yeah, and I think if they can win 7, Bob, I think they'll have a really good year. And I think they'll get some more skilled guys in the portal and stuff. Now, I don't know that Wisconsin's going to win a lot of games the rest of the year.
I mean, Maryland kind of dominated them at the line.
Yeah, so I don't know if Wisconsin, they're not a very good team. But I texted you, Bob, like after the first quarter. I think watching the Terps, this is the best coached team they've had in a long time, I think. I think, you know, their defense, they play fast, they play
Mona
physical.
Yeah, dude, and Pepster on the offensive side.
And special teams. Special teams is excellent. I just think fundamentally, there's not guys running free and doing all the, you know, fundamentally, they are a very good, well-coached team right now. And I've been super impressed. And I like watching them because they're so good in all three phases right now. And it was impressive watching the Terp, watching that game Saturday. I watched every play.
Oh.
Yeah. And Bob, I went to the gym and I brought my phone with, like in every machine, I got my phone and I'm watching the game as I'm working out too. But it was enjoyable because it's good football. The Terps are playing good football and they got a quarterback that's legit, you know, and the pass rusher, I love the pass rusher, 29, they couldn't block him.
Stewart.
Yeah, he's
get
amazing.
To know his name.
Yeah, he's a special kid, but yeah, so they get a bye week, get on that film. You know, and make improvement. You would have kind of liked them to keep playing because they're kind of rolling right now.
No, I get in here real quick. Because Nolan, like a lot of Maryland fans, and most people listening to this station are Maryland fans in either basketball or football. Basketball's always number one, the men. Are you starting to get a little more interested or air quotes, believing? Because Washington, Nebraska at home, then at UCLA, which is an absolute debacle right now. And I'm not even saying 7-0 before they host Indiana coming up here on November 1st. But are you now, like, Vinny, he didn't give a crap about Maryland football for years. Now he's watching every play of every game. What about you?
Well, I was checked out, and I don't know how you can't be checked back in after Saturday. I mean, that's the kind of win that we've been asking for years. You know, was it this grand statement? I don't know about that, but compared to how we felt about the team coming into the year, I was the guy, I thought at the time, trying to be the voice of reason last week when everyone else was doing the same thing we do every year. The Terps win three games over lowly teams. Maybe this is it. Maybe they're back. And I said, well, hold on a second. We've seen this story about 6-7 years in a row. Let's see it first. And they showed us on Saturday.
There you go.
Well, I think Washington, Bob, Washington, Nebraska win one of two. And then beat UCLA, you know.
6-1?
Yeah, so, I mean, I can see it. But here's the thing that, Bob, I don't want to get disappointed.
Uh-oh.
Because remember when they were playing, they were like 4-0 or whatever, and then they were playing, was it Iowa at home?
Yeah, we were there the Friday, that day.
Right.
When Dante Demas blew his knee out.
And then they get blown. You know, I just...
And then Vinny didn't watch a game for the rest of the year.
Yeah, you know, just because, you know... But, like, right. If they... Because they're going to have a hell of a crowd at the Washington game.
And then we look at Fernando. We'll talk about him during the whip around. Boy, did he go howitzer on Illinois. All right, we have time for a call? No, he says no. Or we'll come back, got Vinny's keys, then phone calls. Ravens, 4.5-point favorites over the Lions. Are you starting to buy into Maryland a little bit more, even though you might have not have an interest at all? Get on in here at 410-583-1057. Howard Balzer, we'll talk NFL with him. We're 3 weeks in for the most part, except for tonight. Whip around 11:15, get into that Big Ten college football fun. And then, boy, what a name. Tim 20-man. Is it 20-man? 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 From Lions.com. They're coming in here, high-powered offense, maybe a little sketchy defensively, but the Ravens are missing two defensive starters. We got that coming your way here. It's Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, it's Nolan McGraw, it's Vinny and Haney here on the Fan. Whip around 11:15, mainly bounce around the Big Ten college football this past weekend. And Tim 20-man from Lions.com. He'll tell us about Detroit's offense coming in here, motivated, looking to make amends after the Ravens pretty much housed them 2 years ago at M&T Bank Stadium. Let's get out to the phones. Talk about the Ravens, predictions for tonight's game, your concerns with the injuries to Madubuike and Van Noy. Go to Trey in Joppa. Trey, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing, man?
First thing first, shout out to them Terps, man. Called in on Friday, and they did what I thought they would do. I said it wouldn't be a program-changing win, but it was a big win. Confidence builder. You know, every game is experience for Malik. You know, every game, that was his first road test, Big Ten environment, and he passed. Thing I love about Malik, man, I mean, you guys see it. The man is just, it's just pro throw after pro throw. It's just far hash throw after far hash throw. I mean, Pep Hamilton, Vinny, you said it. Every game, a receiver is just schemed open, and Malik ain't missing them. You know what I mean? Guys are just running open. He does a great job of getting the ball out quick. A lot of young quarterbacks want to hold the ball. That tells you how smart he is. That helps out the old line, just not holding the ball, knowing where to go, having that inner clock always on point. Sidney Stewart, man, that's a dog. I mean, that's a hunting dog on the front line. And just imagine where him and Zaire will be in a year from now or 2 years from now. Joking with my friends over the weekend, everybody talking about, oh, yeah, it's going to be tough to keep Malik. I say, shoot. If I'm team, other teams need to be worried about us wanting their favorite receiver.
Right.
You know, who don't want to come?
And you talk about Zaire and Stewart. What about when Ely joins them next year,
man,
too?
That's what I was getting ready to say, Bob. Yeah. Hey, and you seen the video from Friday. Show Vinny if you got it. If not, I can tell
I do.
You guys.
He looked like Vinny, Jim Brown, Earl Campbell combined, running over dudes.
You look at Sidney and Zaire. Vinny, this is a different caliber athlete entering the room next year. It's a different.
Well, they got different looking players, you know, especially on a defensive side. You know, they got legit big time.
Daniel
players.
Wingate, middle linebacker. He's second in the Big Ten in tackles. He's 10 a game, sideline to sideline.
And I think they're well coached on defense too.
They are, man, and cleaned up the penalties. And Shea is doing a good job. Just on to the game tonight. We talked about it last time. Pass rush, come on. We got to take advantage of these statuesque quarterbacks. You know, get them off the spot. We got to get quick pressure. But in saying that, and I made this point after the Bills game, DBs, we got to eliminate some of this cushion. We have to. That helps the pass rush
Wiggins, out. Wiggins was up a little closer in the Cleveland game, I thought.
He was. He was. And that, and guess what? We were able to get to Joe. It helped us out in that aspect. So I'm hoping – I think the score today – let's go. I'm going to go 35-21.
Trey, thanks for the call. So that's three people checking in, thinking the Ravens are going to handle them. I mean, because, you know, you win by 14 over a Super Bowl contender. That's an impressive win. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they have some guys offensively here. I'm not worried about their defense. We'll do our picks later. It's their offense that gives me pause.
Yeah, I mean, right when now. You look at their offense, you can legitimately say they have five Pro Bowlers on offense. Five. You know, they got two receivers, a tight end, a quarterback, and a right tackle. You know?
Yep. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Owings Mills. It's Brian. Brian, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, and they got a quarterback that stinks. And he's erratic and he panics. And he pees his pants. He pisses his leg every time I see him. Look, if the Ravens drop this game, then that says a lot about our, because we should win this game, man. You're playing against Goff. He stinks. I'm sorry. And I know people say suck. No, I didn't say he sucked. I said he stinks. When the game is big, it's too big for him, he chokes. He shows you who he really is.
Well, what's the difference, though? Suck, stinks. Where's that line?
All right, Joe Flacco is good. He didn't never stink. Joe Flacco, when we had him, teams weren't laughing at us anymore. When we had Bowler and we had Redman and we had Steve McNair, when he was washed up and he gave us what he gave us, but he was pretty much done. When we got Flacco, teams weren't laughing at us anymore. We made the playoffs every year since he was there, wasn't he? So, yeah, that's a good call. The moment was never too big for Joe. Joe had ice water in his veins. You know, same thing with the dude with Tampa, yo,
Mayfield.
That dude, he's been short all his life. People thought he was a loser. They didn't think he had it. So he had nothing to lose. So he just goes out there. His confidence shows. This dude, he got no confidence. I heard a comment. He said, "I can't believe I got my girlfriend." Well, dude, that just tells me already you got no confidence. You stink. You shouldn't be in the NFL. You got no confidence in yourself. You don't believe in yourself. And I don't believe in him. He shows you who he really is, man. Ravens should win this game by a lot. Yeah, I'm ready for the Kansas City game. That's the one I'm talking about right there. You have a good one.
There's Brian. That's four blowout predictions, Vinny, so far in the first hour of the show. I don't think Jared Goff stinks. I mean, he has been in the Super Bowl and a couple of championship games, so he's accomplished some things. But is he statuesque? For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, he's he's run the ball, what, two times for 5 yards, something like that? So, yeah, he is a statue back there. You just got to – Bob, if you're predicting who's going to be the guy for the Ravens, you know, that's going to be in the backfield, who's going to be that guy? I mean, that's a thing that, you know, I would have said Matabike, all right? But now with no Matabike and no Van Noy – who is it?
I'm going to throw a dart, and it hits Travis Jones.
Okay,
tonight.
That's a good one. What about you, Nolan? Nolan's on the phone. He's calling Travis Jones right now.
That's right. I'm going to take you. Let's go to Stuart in Baltimore. Stuart, what's up?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Stuart.
Real quick, Terps. I'm just like you guys. I watch the first couple games, start getting a little excited, and then. And then they start to blow it and they play the big guys. But I couldn't have been more impressed with the quarterback. I think it's an amazing story. You know, he's a local kid. He's a true freshman. I mean, you don't hear of that very often. So I just think I was texting all my buddies. I was like, put the game on, man. This guy's legit. Let's get behind this kid and this team. So it's exciting.
Yeah. And if he wins a couple more, then because he's not getting any national exposure yet, which he should.
Well, you're getting a little bit.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Washington's going to be huge. And then if they get past them and then they go on to UCLA, I think that's when the national stuff will start.
I think you could quarterback the Terps against UCLA and probably win by 10. But anyway, what else is on your mind here, Stuart?
Ravens, we got to take them down. The D-line's going to be the key. Matabike being out, that sucks. Yep. But other guys are going to have to step up. It would be great if Owe would just actually get there on time a couple times, you know, maybe build up his confidence. He's always a second late. So someone has to step up. And I agree, the DBs need to start pressing because if this guy just sits back there, he can pick you apart. So offensively, we'll take care of business. But the defense, they got to get to him.
Prediction for the game, what do you got?
We'll go 35-24 Ravens.
There you go. All right. Here's Stuart in Baltimore. Another double-digit prediction for the Ravens over the Detroit Lions. We will do our picks here, Vinny, Haney, and Nolan, later in the show. But when we come back, Howard Balzer from Lindy's, longtime NFL writer based in Arizona. Get his thoughts on yesterday's Week 3 action, preview tonight's game, of course. Whip around 11:15. Talk about what happened in Big Ten football over the weekend. Fernando, he lit up Illinois like he was playing catch with his friends over at Patterson Park. And then Tim Twentyman from Lions.com, preview the game with him. Get a Lions perspective as they come to Baltimore trying to lick their wounds from the last time they were here, where it did not go well for them.